Hello to all my good friends throughout the universe. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman, coming to you here today live once again with episode number 14 on my T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman YouTube channel. This particular story is more like my comedic side, and I was inspired to tell this story, and the title of this story is The Sellout Pastors of Chicago. Back in 2018, there was a billionaire guy running for governor here in Illinois, and he had organized a meeting with some pastors. It was like a backroom meeting with some pastors here on the south side of Chicago, and some young community activists kind of got wind of the meeting, and they bust in the meeting, and it was true to life. You know, you had all these pastors there meeting with this billionaire guy trying to work out some type of deal for themselves individually instead of trying to look out for the community at large. So this here is how the story unfolded. You had this guy running for mayor of Chicago. His name is Gary Shoemaker. Now, understand, I cannot use real names here because of all the copyright, you know, infringements and trademark, you know, violations and all that stuff. So this Caucasian candidate by the name of Gary Shoemaker was running for mayor of Chicago, but he needed the African-American vote to secure the victory. So he decided to call a meeting with some select pastors here in Chicago. One of the pastors being Charlie, I'm at the back door, Wilson. That was one of the pastors. The number two pastor was Brother Ty Otis. Save me a seat at the table, Muhammad. And he was a pastor. He was overseeing a Baptist church with the last name Muhammad. So I don't know how that worked out. And then last but not least, you had Clarence. I'm on my way, Littlefoot. Now, let's not get Clarence confused with Lori Lightfoot. She's the mayor, but Clarence, his last name was Littlefoot, okay? So what happened, the mayoral candidate, Gary Shoemaker, met with the pastors, and he began to talk to them about what would it take for him to secure the black vote in Chicago so he can become the mayor. So the pastors began to tell him there are a lot of ways that they could help him out for, you know, some money or, you know, whatever the case may be, some gifts in return. So what happened is that the mayoral candidate, Gary Shoemaker, said, I tell you what, for starters, I'm gonna give you guys some chicken coupons. He gave out about 600 chicken coupons to the pastors. And the pastor said, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. We'll deal with the chicken coupons for now, and we'll work everything else out later on. So one thing led to another. You know, the mayoral candidate said, I'll see you guys later, and I want you guys to set up a big event for me. So when I come out and speak to all the congregation members, that would be really, really remarkable for me and my campaign for mayor of Chicago. So Pastor Charlie Wilson said, I tell you what, I appreciate you, Brother Gary Shoemaker, and we look forward to working with you, all right? And that's what all the pastors said to him that day. So when the mayoral candidate left the meeting, what the pastors did, they concocted a scheme to sell the chicken coupons to their congregation members, all right? They decided to sell the chicken coupons so they can come up with an idea on what would it take to sell the coupons. So they came up with the pastoral slush fund. Now, this was a fund that they can raise money for travel, miscellaneous fund. You know, they may need to go buy some new shoes, a new suit, get their shoes shined or whatever the case may be, get their wives' hair done, buy some new outfits for their girlfriends or their wives or whatever the case may be. It was what you call a pastoral slush fund. So that's what they decided to move forward with. So they took the, you know, the concept to the church, and they gave out the coupons to the deacons and all the women in the church, but they wanted like $5 to $10 per coupon, and they said this was in the spirit of a fundraiser for the pastor's slush fund, all right? So follow me on this story, everybody. All right, here we go. So now the day had arrived where the mayoral candidate came out to speak at the church. And so Pastor Charlie Wilson once again stepped up and welcomed everybody. He said, I tell you what, I want to thank you all for coming on out to service today. And we have a special guest for you who's going to speak about his pursuit to become the mayor of Chicago. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others the one and only Mr. Gary Shoemaker running for mayor of Chicago. So the whole congregation began to clap and just really, really applaud Gary Shoemaker. So the first thing mayoral candidate Gary Shoemaker said, he said, how did you guys enjoy the free chicken coupons I gave out? And one guy say, nobody gave us anything for free. We had to pay for them coupons. And one young lady said, no, that's a bunch of BS. We getting tired of these pastors wearing these alligator shoes and wearing these $1,000 suits and stuff. They didn't give us nothing for free. So next thing you know, somebody turned the lights out in the church. And I heard a lot of thumping going on. Sound like somebody got hit in the head with a milk crate. Somebody got hit in the head with a few fold-up chairs. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on that day at the church. And sooner or later, somebody turned the lights back on. And once that happened, it was really, really crazy. I tell you, I kind of got scared myself, right? Somebody turned the lights back on, and I noticed the three pastors had big lumps on their head, all right? Big lumps on their head. And I was looking for the mayoral candidate, and believe it or not, he was hiding inside the podium. He was hiding inside the podium, people. I never could understand how he got in the podium. So the moral of the story here today is this here. This is the moral of the story today. Do not go around taking advantage of people. And if there's something that is free for the people, give it to them and make sure it's free. All right. That's the moral of the story. Stop taking advantage of people. And this is episode number 14, my comedic side, the sellout pastors of Chicago. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. And be sure to visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. Thank you very much for tuning in. Talk to you.